Who are you looking for? There's a clue in the title of this session. The Christian faith is all about Jesus Christ. Without Jesus, there is no Christianity. Jesus was a real person. We know of his life, his death, and its impact from sources outside of the Bible and from archaeological evidence. The question that each of us needs to answer is not, did Jesus exist, but who is he? Was he just a brilliantly inspired teacher, preacher, and healer? Or was he, as the Christian faith proclaims, God's Son, born as one of us, come to save us from ourselves? You wouldn't be reading this at all if you didn't have some sort of inkling that this astonishing claim is actually the world's most precious and important truth. But the truth about Jesus is not a truth that can be conclusively demonstrated in the same way as we could demonstrate that 2 and 2 is 4 and that the sun rises in the east. The truth about Jesus is the truth of a relationship. What God has done in Jesus is reveal his purpose to us in the only language we really understand. That is, the language of another human life. God in Jesus isn't just teaching us God's way or God's law, he is actually showing us God's love. He is showing us what God is like. And we human beings can only understand love through relationships. That is why God sends a man, not a manifesto, a person, not a statement. Therefore, you can only go so far in understanding the Christian faith by reading about it or talking about it. To understand the Christian faith, you have to get to know Jesus. You have to become a pilgrim in the Christian way. Talking to other Christians will help enormously. Reading the Bible is indispensable. But we also need to learn to pray and to worship. That's why this course will involve as much praying and reflecting as it will do talking or reading. That's why in the Bible passage we're looking at in this session, we find people coming to Jesus, finding out about him by entering into relationship with him. What are you looking for? Says Jesus. This is one of life's most important questions. What do we really want in life? What are our greatest hopes and desires? What do we long for? Those two people spend the whole day with Jesus, talking to him, asking him questions, learning from him. It has such an impact that on leaving, the first thing they do is tell others that they have found the Messiah. Andrew then brings his brother to Jesus.